Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands.
He has his hands.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing
pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Good morning, brother.
So glad God has his hands on us. So glad that he has his hands on us.
Yeah,
so glad that he
yeah.
keeps doing what he's doing. You know, I'm glad he keeps making a way, you know, out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know. Somebody been around the ministry long enough to know that trials come over every hand sometimes. But we find out that in this journey, you know, a lot of folks want their reward now, brother Nutter and Dale, they want it right now. They want God to give them all they think they deserve. Right now. But I want to tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, if God gives you what you deserve, my God, what would we be? Somebody know what I'm talking about. But God has a fair grace that he gives to all, that he gives us another day, another chance to come and worship, to come and just give thanks. Because we believe in it, even in the church, when praises go up, blessings come down. We really believe that, brother. We don't take for granted for that. But we really believe that God is in the midst. He's in the midst. Thank God for waking us up. And when I look at, I mean, got to the point of my life, songs and reading scripture, I listen to the words, you know. And, I know a lot of them make millions off of them songs like that. It's a beautiful song to get you started out with. But let me tell you something, boy, if it had not been God, you know, to my truth, putting his hand in our business, it was nothing on yesterday. It was so great. He allowed us to be here today, bro. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a lot. We caused ourselves did a lot of good things. But let me tell you something, boy. But nothing on yesterday was so great. He allowed us to be in his presence. Because I'm telling you, some of us know we deserve justice. But he gave us another chance to be here again. But I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for everything that he already done and about to do. If there's anything I'm missing right now, but your brother's all right this morning, brother and sister?
Yes. Do you have power? Did your power come back on?
Yeah, it about noon yesterday. You know how they do it. Like they give you so many hours with it and cut it off, but this time it stayed on all the way through, man. It's been on ever since, man. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
They want to be considered with the power, they say.
Yeah. My daughter, it went out. She said the first time it went out for 15 minutes. It came back on, then it went out for 30 minutes. Then it went out for 11 hours. Then she was talking to me after we got off the phone. She called me back. She said, "We're sitting in the car with the, running the car." But then they went to my brother's house, because my baby brother, because he lived just like a mile or so down the street. So they stayed with him. And they may be still there until they come back on.
Wow.
And then Ellis is on the north side of Fort Worth. He been having to come over here to get water because they don't have water. He's one of the ones that they talk about. You have to boil your water, you know, when you come back on. So it's affecting some people.
Right.
So like you say, God is good. You know, Brother Eric, Reverend Ryan, sometimes people, we have to go through this stuff to remind us just who in control, you know. And like you say, you already know, but some people, you know, they play with God. And God has to remind them just how real he is. Just how real he
is. God bless you, man. You sure, right? That's what you know, God been dealing with. I don't know, this is something about last song yesterday about prayer. This song, he has his hands on you. You know, and I started thinking about, you know, before we get too far, you know, we got a little black history here, you know.
Yeah.
Black history, you know, we're still in the month, you know, the month they set aside, it was a time where they didn't give you but a week, but now they give you a whole month, you know, and they gave you they pick a lot of months out of the year, but they gave you the shortest month of the calendar, you know, So I'm just so glad we don't wait one part of the, you know, year and just give honor to the ones who already went through. You know, I'm dealing with here. This fellow name is Frederick Douglass Patterson. Douglass Patterson. He was born on October the 10th, 1901.
That's 3 days before my birthday.
Come on, man. Don't tell nobody. They might believe it. So you said it was your birthday? April the 26th, 1988, he transitioned. He was a former president of now they call it the Tahiti University, but he resided there from 1935 to 1953. He was the founder of a United Negro College Fund in 1944. President Reagan awarded him with a Medal of Freedom. You know, that's the highest honor you can get, right? He will award him with this medal in 1998. No, 87. And I think about how, you know, how he came up. And we look at, we understand it was still going on. What's the hatred was still going on. Wasn't slavery, though, but it was hatred going on. You know, and when he came in, both his parents were, was in slavery. You know, them up. But he was blessed not to be under that slavery mentality, right? Physically, but it was there mentally, though, brother. You hear me? And and he resided in D.C. where both his parents were there. You know what I'm talking about? And they dedicated early in half of 20 month salary. It gives me $20 a month salary. Back in the day, right, for teaching elementary school at Sam Houston College, you know.
Wow.
We were here crying about it. They ain't getting out enough money. But this man here, he got his doctorate at Cornell University, you know, and he got his, and he went to Purdue A&M University as well. Yeah, he went to Iowa State College University, and where he was a college veterinary medical, where he graduated with a doctor of veterinary medical in 1923, and a master of science in 1927. So he did a lot of reading, but he did a lot of studying and accomplished a lot of things. You know, he was well-rounded in education, you know. I love how... But when I look at earlier, how he was trying to push, you know, slavery wasn't there that it was the equal rights wasn't there either. You know what I'm talking about? You know, he was trying to push that we should get equal opportunity as other races. You know what I'm talking about? And he pushed it so hard, but he done it with a much grace, man. Then we him and President Lyndon Johnson is coming together too as well. 1964. Yeah. I mean, the man been around for a while, brother, and his name grew past because of his love for the black race. Like I said, they got another word in there. The N word, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
But his love stepping his people out, you know what I'm talking about? Brother, his name was Frederick Douglass Patterson. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I will not look at his name, but they brought him heavyweight. I look at his name, the old preacher passed away the other day, didn't he? Frederick Price.
Yeah,
I've seen it on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about how, a lot of folks got a lot of things, and people say a lot of things, but, you know, I learned he's God's man, you know. I thank God for what he's doing, you know, talking about how he did that, because only God can judge man. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The judgment that man going to have, he's going to stand before God with it. You know, come on, you know, right now, I promise you, man, right now, that we can do better.
That's right.
We can do better. You know, we can turn each other down. We can do better. But
yeah.
Now, we can truly do better. What I mean by that, we can do much better about turning each other down.
Uh-huh.
You know, we should never turn each other down. Can I get a word?
Right.
We should never turn each other down. I mean, we're at a point of our life, man. We're seeing some things happen right now that we need to come together more than the body.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? And I thank God for this man that he's still, you know, his name's still going on. You're not the only one mentioning his name today. You know what I'm talking about? But we want to give honor to him because his legacy, you know, he left a legacy.
Right.
You know, I mean, his legacy that we want to lift him up and thank God for his contribution, you know, to trying to make it right, you know, trying to make it right. Did you got anything this morning, brother?
I do. I looked him up, though, Mr. Patterson, and guess what it said?
Mm-hmm.
He last lived in Cedar Hill. Now, to them that don't know, that's right up the street from Reverend Brian and myself. That's Dallas. Yeah, that's Dallas. That's a suburb of Dallas. And so. It's a suburb. So he lived in Cedar Hill. But, here we go this morning. Mr. R.B. Spikes, the. Automatic gear shift.
Uh-oh.
I know it. That's that race car. RB Spike, the automatic gear shift. And then we have Mr. Charles Brooks, the street sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mr. Dewey Sanderson. He invented the urinalysis machine. So the machine that tests your urine, he invented that. And I like this one right here, Mr. William D. Davis. He invented the horse riding. and everybody going to like this one. W.A. Dietz invented the shoe. Invented the shoe. Yeah, I know. And this last person invented two things, Joseph Dickerson. Mm-hmm. He invented the piano player the arm for the record player. So, you know, that little arm that you can let down so the record could play?
Yeah.
He invented that.
Come on.
So, yeah. And, you know, I was I was really giving God praise because, like you say, it's the shortest day. But I just remember my brothers and sisters in years past, just when this month would come up, to just try to talk to my coworkers, you know, about us. And it just seemed like they didn't want to hear nothing about it. And I'm talking about people like us. You know, but I really think, I just have so much joy in my heart this month because I can talk about it. You know, I can come on here and I can share it about how great, how rich our ancestors were, our forefathers, and even us. You know, and so it just gives my heart and my spirit great joy. To be able to talk about it, because in the past, I know for the last 5 or 6 years, when this month would come up, you know, I would say stuff, and just like my brothers and sisters, they just didn't want to hear about it, you know. But then they would fuss when they would see the news. But like you said, you know, coming together and just talking about it.
Come on, man.
Coming together and talking about it. Yeah. God is good. God is good.
I thank God for that. Thank God for how He instilled that in us today to just keep, you know, don't make this like a. Even though we try to honor the ones who already passed now, but then we came out the ones who are still here too, you know, come out. We just thank God for the ones with that trailblazer, you know, because if it weren't for them, a lot of us wouldn't have this opportunity that we have right now, man. Just some of the things we did, like you were saying, historical, right? Like some of the stuff. We are been and still today getting things, you know what I'm talking about. And it don't need to go unheard and say it, you know. We just thank God for that whole, how He does that. You know, how He utilizes the man's mind, you know, to think like that, to help the man prevent something, to help make it better for the more, some of us more efficient, you know what I'm talking about, and our workforce, you know. And I just thank God for that. Yeah, thank Him, man. So, brother, we come to you and we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank you. And then, brother, anybody else have anything? We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for everything that went forward. And I already had one for. We just ask Him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to bless us today, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, come to us right now, Father God, and give us a spiritual eye opening right now, Lord. Lord, we just believe when you are in the midst, Father God, everything is all right. So, Lord, concentrate our mind and our heart as we come humble before the throne of grace, Lord. Lifting you up, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for all the things you already done and about to do, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all the testimonies that have went up, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the hour that we set aside for them to give thanks for the ones who trailblazed for us, Lord. We set up to the path, God, so we could walk behind them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this ministry, Lord, that it touched someone's heart, Lord. Lord, they might touch someone's heart to say, Lord, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Or how can I get closer to you? Let it be through the preach, teach word, Lord. Let it be there that the people hear your word, Lord, and not just be hearers, but doers of your word, Lord. We just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that if anyone that's on need a healing, Lord, anybody need a healing right now, Lord, we just ask you, cover them spiritually, mentally, physically, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover them, Lord, with the touch of love, Lord. We believe in healing, Lord. We believe in setting free, Lord. We also believe that you are God, never have made a mistake. So, Lord, we come to you in the most humble manner we know how and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you've been so good to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. We have 10,000 times, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord. So, Lord, whatever you have for in this day today, in the message, Lord, let it be to pierce the heart of your man, of the man and the child, Lord. We want to hear your word. We love you, Lord. We desire to keep you in our heart, Lord. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So, brother, you want to tip around a little bit. We're going to go to Luke right quick again, if you don't mind. We're going to go to Luke again. Yeah. Luke chapter 9. How about that?
Luke chapter 9.
Yeah, Luke chapter 9. Verse 1. How about that?
Yes.
Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Now, this is a time when you hear Jesus gave a commission to his disciples. What is the commission? The commission is building. Going out and telling the people to be obedient to what God is, and putting his son and putting his disciple to tell people to live holy. Sanctification is good. Then also he talked about healing. He talked about casting out demons. We learned on that one yesterday. Look how it spins out, brother, there. Then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and
tears.
I'm in the book. he gave him power. I want to juggle your mind a little bit, brother. Just you want to dialogue a little bit. I want to juggle your mind a little bit. You know he ain't went to the cross yet, right? There's a lot of things that we take to the ministry. God told us not to do. He said, I will give you, and when you read, I'm going to keep reading. He can only give them what to say and what to do. But he said, when you go to these people, help me, Holy Spirit. And there's no peace there. There's no hospitality there. He said, shake off your feet. He said, of your foot. That's what he said. And what that? And dust it off, man. He said, so that's a testimony against them. See, they didn't receive it. I don't care how hard they try to help somebody. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to receive it. I'm going to tell you, you really been done what God wants you to do. So you took the bird off your hand and put it on them. They the one have to be the one. To be the one wanted to receive it and not receive it. That's why we try our best, not as a, God gave me something, you know. I just don't, I feel like I go a little extra mile sometimes. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you just want to go an extra mile, you know, with somebody. You know, you can see God can change that person, you know what I'm talking about. Just imagine when Jesus would have went to that that man with all them legions in him. You hear me? All them legions in him, and would have blessed him. Watch this him. He's not ready. He's not ready to come over here. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not gonna let him keep on going in the grave. You know what I'm talking about? Cutting himself. Yeah. Look what he did, but I can allow him to get the chains around him. This man was burning himself. He just said, he don't want to come again. He don't want to come in. Let me tell you something. Jesus seen it, and that spirit seen it. That spirit seen Jesus. And you know what Jesus told them? He told them, could they ask Jesus, could they leave out him and go to the another world, to the swine? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you something. How many years that man was going through, he was going through. I want you to look at that. Look at all the stuff he was tormenting his body with. And he never, ever stopped doing what he was doing. Let me tell you something. Sometimes the spirit be so comfortable in you, and you don't even know it's going to turn you up like that because it gave you delusion in spirit. It delusion you so much. And Jesus was going around after that and wanted to show the disciples to go spread his word. But he wanted to spread his word. He wanted to let the people know that he's here. The Messiah is here. And he used these young men to go out and heal and deliver people. Help me know. Do you believe in delivering Brother Ben?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Can you hear me with one of your deliverances?
With one of my deliverances?
Yes.
He saved me.
Okay, that's number one. And I learned something, my brother. I mean, come on.
So you talking about some things that I have been delivered from?
Yeah, delivered from.
Crack cocaine. Fornication. I ain't dead, somebody needs help, you know, that's what it's all about.
Well, I say that because to fulfill that void, you had to get closer to God, right?
I did.
Were you stubborn with that spirit? I'm just talking to you, man. I'm testifying and talking to you.
Yeah.
Were you stubborn with
that? Yeah. For a long time.
And I'm saying that to say this here. If you know what I know right now, if you feel what I feel right now, don't you know the adversary is busy right now? He's very busy. Why are you busy like this, my brother? But the reason why I say this, man, the devil's so busy right now, we allow our mind, our heart to. Right now, a lot of us, I just put it on this side of the town, we got a lot of idle time.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of idle time. What are we doing with that idle time? What are you doing? you know, without answers. Right now, you know, when you look at it, the jokes don't work sometimes. But I find out something, my brother. You know, I find out sometimes if you put more effort to get in the Word of God, you put more effort to get some kind of time, devotional time with the Lord, and get some peace there and some love there, God will bless you. And I learned this here a long time ago. There's nothing wrong with serving the Lord. Because I find out it ain't just a song for me no more, brother dog. They'll pay off after a while.
After
I believe that. I trust that. I really believe that he is a made worker, Brother Randy. I really believe he's a made worker because I know he has done it time after time. Now, let me bag up and make sure I got the reason. Because he put some emphasis on some things for a reason, if you don't mind. Let me put it here. He said, and he said unto them, take nothing for your journey. Neither staff. That's what he said. No script. That means this old Bible. He said, neither bread, neither money, neither have any two coats of peace. That's what he said. And look what he said, and whatsoever house you enter into, here we go now, there abide, there dense, there poor. That's what he said, the poor. And whatsoever will not receive you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from thy feet. For the testimony against them, help me, Holy Spirit, the testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel, the healing, look at this, everywhere. And I'm going to tell you something, boy. Once he did this, once he started putting it into the man's heart, once he started putting it in, don't you know it takes a lot to go out to somebody's house? Watch the hold up now. You know that it's a certain group that will come to your house religious, not when you're doing religious. And I'm not going to give all that, you know, because I'm playing with the state folks. They'll come to your house religiously, you know what I'm talking about? And sometimes we take it for wrong. I know, you know, everybody got a different way they look at the doctrine. But let me do this. If we just take on some of them ways, you know, come out, allow God.
Yeah.
See, there was a time God told them to go out and tell. There was a time God told them to go out and spread the word. But we read yesterday that he told them to go tell nobody. You remember that? He told them to go tell nobody. And now he allowing us to go. Now he allowing us to go out and tell his word. And watch this here. He gave them power. What is preaching? What is preaching? Preaching is a divine persuasion. Persuading someone to follow Jesus in his redemption work. He got done on Calvary. Can I put it like that? His redemption work. He did some stuff on Calvary for you and I. He did some things on Calvary for you and I to have this opportunity to be in the midst right now, serving the Lord, carrying the message, because there was a time they couldn't do this like we're doing right now. They had to hide, brother. They couldn't do what they're doing, what we're doing right now. They had to hide. But now we can go out and tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. That's what I love about the scripture. He gave me some power, man. Don't miss that. But I said he gave them power over authority, and I love when you follow Jesus. How many of you tried Jesus?
Yes.
How many of you really just got in? How many of you know what I'm talking about, bro? How many of you really just try Jesus? See, sometimes you can make a reply to somebody, right? Watch this here, bro. You might get on board with me. Dude. You can make a reply to say, man, I want you to come. They got a nice show on Tuesday night. You know, they do the word over the show. I got the number, man. You know, they do this ministry, man. They got another ministry, man, to come on 5 days with me. Can you come over there, man? You know, it's the same way you went to somebody's house, right? And you say, man, they're praying for you. They're trying to lift up the name of God, man. Just come out with me, man. Okay, give me the number. And they never come.
Yeah.
And they never come by. But soon as you tell them somebody got killed, or it's going to be a fight over here. Or somebody talking about some worldly stuff. You can't stop them from calling in. You ain't going to have enough line. Can I say that? You ain't have enough line. You know what I'm talking about? You don't have to do what I'm talking about. You don't have to say, man. You should have called in early. I ain't calling in. Get me in. Let me tell you something. But when you're doing something for the Lord, that's me, Holy Spirit. When you're doing something for the Lord, sometimes it's hard to get a witness. It's hard to get a witness. Can I say that? Sometimes it's hard, brother, man. We get busy. You know what I'm talking about? Over here right now, it's not that busy. Folks are sitting at the house. Looking at the snow. We ain't never had nothing like this before. We had a little snow. But now on this order. That was this order. We never had this snow like this, man. Now we can go out and spread the word. He said, why what you saying? We were spreading the word, right? He gave them authority, the power to preach and teach his word. That's me, Holy Spirit. Now it's been going out. Now we are here in our days and time, brother. We have no excuse right now. We have no excuse right now. So come to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, allow him to work in your heart so you can help someone else. I believe a saved soul should save a soul. Is that just time? One scripture said, one scripture said, it says, just like this, we know that we pass from death to life when we love the brethren.
Yes, sir.
Yes. We know that we pass from death to life when we love the brethren. How much do you love the brethren? How far you would go with your brother? How far would you go with your brother? And that's what we are today. That's what Jesus wanted. He wanted to spread it out because there's some people have some spirits in them. And watch what oh, Herod. Look at Mount Herod, the terror. Heard of all that was done by him and was perplexed. Because, look what he said, because there was said of some that John was risen from the dead. So look what it says. It says, for some that Elijah had appeared. That's what he says. And others, others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John had I beheaded. But who is this of whom I heard? Living in a such thing. And he desired to see him. But I learned something, brothers and sisters. Tell you something. I've learned something right now. You can go somewhere with this in here. They haven't ever experienced nothing like this before. Ever. Man delivered people. Man rose a woman, a child out of the grave. He told her she was just asleep. And some laughed. And he told him you just stay here. And he grabbed that woman by her hand. Because I'm going to go back here again. So somebody been around the songwriter. He knows my name. He'll call your name, Reverend Henry. You got to come on. Let me call your name. He'll call your name, Brother Ben. But he'll just call your name. And you got to come on. Remember what he's saying. I'm going to go a little further than this. He was perplexed. He didn't know who this was. And it was news going around. Something was happening like never happened before. But it had to be something spiritual because John was a spiritual man. And Elijah was the man they taught in the scripture. Can we go there for a minute? Please let me go there. Can we go to the scripture? Yeah, that mobile Bible, y'all. Let me find this mobile Bible. It's another part. I think it's in chapter 4. Y'all gonna go with me in a minute. Well, I ain't been driving a long time, Reverend. It's kind of like your Bible, Reverend. I get it. Hey, I'm going to tell you how old this Bible is. Y'all don't mind. This is the Bible I had when I was in the penitentiary. This is an old boy. I still got it, though. I'm going to be a little bad boy. And God, he's blessed. How many of you know... I'm gonna do some, look at that. Let's read the whole chapter, verse 4. Watch this. Now look at him. They had a problem, right? Because he didn't know who it was. He didn't know the job, and then Elijah, right there. He was talking about. And look what he did right here. Look what he did, because he spoke of this because they knew about Elijah before they come back. But until earlier, you read John. John had a spirit of Elijah. Because he came and talked and preached the word of God before he even got here, right? He said, it's going to be a man come. Oh, that'd be Holy Spirit. And I'm not even worried to unlock his shoes. I'm not even worried to take his shoes or me. But Jesus told him he had to do it. He had to do it. He had to baptize him. And we're going to be baptized. We ain't going to never be baptized. I just want to stay right here for a minute. But I said, for behold, the day comes that should burn as an oven, and all the pride, of all that will do wickedness. That's what he said. Should be a stubble. And that day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. And it shall leave them neither the roots nor the branch. But unto you that the fear of my name, help me, to the Son of righteousness, arise and what? Healing in his wings. That's what we had, right? And he shall go forth and grow up as a calf, as a star. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he shall tread down the wicked. Look what it says. For they shall be as ashes under the soles of your feet in that day. Oh, help me. Look at the Holy Spirit. Look at the Holy Spirit. That's what he says. What he told me, what he said, brother there. He said, don't take nothing with him. Then when you go to their house and they don't receive it, and you leave out that place, he dusts off your feet. He dusts your feet out. And when you dust your feet out, don't worry about it. It don't follow you, it falls on them. Look at the book that said that. He said, and you should tread down the wicked, for they should be as ashes under the sole of your feet in that day. Look, said, I should do this, said the Lord of hosts. I should do this, said the Lord of hosts. Remember this now. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him or Horeb. Look what it said, for all Israel with the statute of judgment. Now, here we go, y'all. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, for the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord. And he said, turn the heart of the fathers and the children and the heart of the children of their fathers. And look at this, at least I will come and smite their earth with a curse. Help me, Holy Spirit. So this is what they were looking at. This is what they were, they knew the law. They knew how it was already, it was going to be presented at this time. Help me, Holy Spirit. And not the law that came and helped. It's just like Elijah had came, bro. So they nothing had happened like this before. This deliverance here. What's going on, Reverend Henry? Something going on wrong right now. We got to stop this. And see what's going on.
Right.
And see who this really is. Who is this person? And we're going to can we keep on going? Y'all got on mind. So we're going to tell who this person really is. Because he told him to do well, brother die. He said, go out and preach. He told him to preach, didn't he? He said, what?
Yes, he did.
That's what he said, the kingdom of God. That's what I'm saying about. The kingdom of God. And he was going to leave him there and heal the sick. They have never seen it. They ain't never seen it on the ground. Look what it says in verse 10 in the apostle. I don't know who got that knowing. Y'all pray for me. You got to let know. And the apostles, when they were returned and told all that they had done, and he took them and went aside and privately in the desert place below to the city of Bethel. Look what it said. And the people, when they knew it, followed him and received them and spoke unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them. And look at this, that they had need of healing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, now he's in the midst. Because there was a time when the disciples wouldn't move like this. You know, you remember he had tax collectors, fishermen.
Yeah.
He had a man sitting on a fig tree, old Thomas. You know, he took ordinary people. You would never thought that he can use in this way. He didn't go to a seminar and get the Pharisee, the scribe, Sadducee. He would just get some ordinary people to go out and do his work. And they're doing his work, and they seen him. They did what he said did, and they spread the kingdom. They were telling them about Jesus. They had a testament, man. Do you have a testimony of God and done something? That you can help somebody?
Yeah.
You can feel somebody?
Yeah.
You get connected to the Lord? Lord, I mean, you just knew this here, that. I want to tell you, because he told me about to take a script. So that means I'm going to give you what to say. Don't even worry about it. Have you ever been God gave you something to say? Yeah, he gave you something. Look what he did. He gave him some power over the devil, power over the healing. And right now the people came and followed, what happened? They believed what they was preaching. Now, the latter part is, he said, heal them, that they needed a healing. And when they, literally said, and when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, death me, Holy Spirit, that they may go into the town. I know most of them, that they may go into the town and the country round about the laws. And get venison. That's what he's talking about. That's food, though. And for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Except we should go and buy meat for all these people. Help me, Holy Spirit. For there were about 5,000 men. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said unto his disciples, make them sit down and fit these in company. And they did. So they made them all sit down. Number one for y'all. Mm-hmm. Then he took the 5 loaves and the two fishes and looked up to heaven, and he blessed them. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then he broke them and gave to the disciples and set them before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all, let me say, filled. And there were taking up fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Now watch this now. This is the time when God was blessing them. This is the time God showed them the miraculous healing. They were there with them all this time. And now the disciples said, it's getting really late, Brother Dale. We need to send them home before it gets dark. They didn't be able to get home. Yeah. And Jesus looked at their heart. He said, they ain't going to be able to make it. He said, let's feed them for the door. And I want you to sit them down and fix it. Now, this not including the women and children. And he sit them down and he fixed it. And because they told him all they had was a 5 baller loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He didn't say that wasn't enough. He never said that. What he did, he took that 5 loaves and 2 fishes and held it to the Father. Oh, see, they haven't seen that on the garden. Have you ever been somewhere? I heard a young man testify before. They were telling him one day things was going to be this way, and he kept having faith. And he kept having faith, and God turned around for the favor for him. To know that he was in the midst of them. Isn't that what Jesus did? He held that bread. He held that fish, them fishes up, and he asked God to bless.
Okay.
Looking at the numbers of the people, the disciples probably looking at him and said, what is he doing? Can you imagine all the naysayers on the sideline? What is he doing? What, do you know that ain't going to be enough? We ain't have enough money to go buy no meat, and he's going to take this little bit and try to feed all these people? Look at this. He turned around and he passed it out to his 12 disciples. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he passed it out to his disciples, and they sit them people down to 50, and look what happened at the end of that. There was some leftovers. Help me, Holy Spirit. You tell me God can't. God ain't me. There was some leftovers.
Yeah.
The Bible said 12 baths of fracture. And look what happened. And tell me God won't do it. Tell me he won't make a way out of something. Have you ever did something and he made a way? Yeah, he failed them by. I believe it. I believe in the book. Somebody said, that sounds good. I believe it. I believe he has such a heart for the people. And he has such a love for the people. He didn't want them to go out on a long journey like this. Someone wouldn't have made it. But I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did, Reverend Aaron. Look what happened. I'm almost ending this thing, but I want to go to this next passage, because they were talking about who was this man. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Who was this man? Who is this man?
Yeah.
Who is it? This is the first prediction of his death. Who Jesus really is. Who Jesus really is. That's literally what it says in 9:18 to 22, that's what we're doing. Look what it says. This is the first we go, y'all. And his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, who said the people that I am? And here we go, y'all. Here we go, y'all. Then answer said, John the Baptist. But some said Elijah. That's the ready to go. The other said, the one of the old prophets had risen again. He said unto them, but whom said I? Ye that I am, Peter. Peter answered, and he said, the Christ of God. And he straightway charged them to command them to tell no man that thing. You know what I'm talking about here? There's a time that he didn't want you to tell nobody, right? But then, it wasn't time for him to give it up yet. It wasn't time for him. But we find out, oh Heavenly Father, we find out right now that he was making a way because he wasn't through healing. He wasn't still building the faith up. He wasn't still walking around casting demons out. He had to do some more things in the ministry because he wanted to build their faith. And watch this, brother, girl. Maybe I might be wrong. There are some trials that you went through, he already done it. So he had to take that to account.
Yeah.
It's a temptation, brother, whoever here, that you went through. He had to go through it to be able to take that to Calvary. It was a thing I know.
Right.
And then think about it. He had to go to Calvary with it. You know what I'm saying? Look what he said at the Dead Loud Court. Say this, the Son of Man must suffer many things, help me, Holy Spirit, and rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be slain.
Uh-huh.
Look what he said. And be rise on the what? The third day. Yes, sir. So this is the first prediction of what's going to happen before he finished his race, because it was time for him to go yet. So he had told them right now, these things have to happen. How many of you want to suffer? Oh, help me.
Don't you
have to suffer? You got Christ. If you got this cross, you truly walking with the cross of God, you gonna have to suffer, brother. There's gonna
That's
be some
right.
days gonna be good. There's gonna be some days gonna be bad. But I find out one thing about it: if you put Him first and lean out to your own understanding, that stuff that you got, it'll pay off already, because He conquered it already. The man don't have to worry about it. That's what He's saying. Have you ever been rejected? Have you ever been talked about? Have you ever been stoned up? Keep on, let me tell you something, in your thought on this here, you know, I didn't have to fight that, because He already fought it.
Yes, sir.
He fought it over what? 2,000 years ago, so you don't have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
He said, repay can't man no evil for evil. That means repay no man evil for evil. If a man do something, now I'm going to tell you this now. I don't believe God, and I believe the scriptures. I don't believe God will put you nowhere that you can have it. I really believe that. You can look at God and say, God, I can't handle this. And He never removed it. Trust me, He knows you can have it. Because He wants you to put your faith in Him. He wants you to put your faith in Him. And once He does it, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, when He does it, you know it was done by God. Because you know God that. I couldn't do this. That's what he was looking for. He said, I'm going to be rejected by a lot of people. He named the groups. He's going to be rejected. But then let me tell you something. And he said, but don't think about it, though, Reverend. Man. That third day, he's going to rise.
That's right. Yes, sir.
How do you know about the story? We know the end of the story.
Yeah.
That's why we can be enjoying that. Do you really know the end of the story? Help me, Holy Spirit. Do you really know the end of the story? Because he had, and I can't finish it. This is my last little passage. I promise this is it. And he said unto them, oh, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross.
His cross.
Not his cross daily and follow me. For whatsoever will save his life, to lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For what is a man that advance if he will gain the what? the whole world and lose his soul or be a castaway. For whosoever should be ashamed of me, look what it says. Now watch this now. For whosoever should be ashamed of me and for my words of him, should the Son of Man be ashamed when he should come in his own glory and the Father and of the holy angel. But I tell you the truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste the death till they see the kingdom of God. That's me, Holy Spirit.
All right. Yeah.
He's giving us some assurance right there, my brother. This is going to be the last passage I'm going to read. If God will, he'll finish up tomorrow with the rest. I want you to know that you have to take the cross, brother, there, sisters and brothers. You want to take that cross. Yeah. And this cross we're picking up, the cross we're picking up is a daily cross. You can't sit this cross down. And you say you carry on with the law. He said, if you get persecuted, if you get something happen to you because you're doing what I call you to do, that's a game. That's a game. How many know the game? It's a game. Because you didn't see what you did, you took your cross up and he already burned it. And he told you to follow him. As you walk. Don't put it down when it gets tough. A lot of folks can pick it up when everybody pat him on the back. How many can you pick it up and keep it with you? This is what we
are
today. We thank God for the scripture. We thank God for how he gave this to the guys and let them know that they would have to have it. And don't be ashamed of it, because when what's going to happen in the last day, the Father's going to come back and he's going to glorify him for all the works he has done. I believe in the scripture. I believe that he's coming back. I believe he's going to stand before man. And every man, child, and woman going to have to answer for what they do in this body. They're going to have to answer. Because the Bible says judgment will begin at the house of God. It will begin right here. So you are the temple of God. So what are your humility like? Are you submitting unto his spirit? Are you resisting his spirit? So come to Jesus. We often say this here, that he can give you strength to do some things you would never thought you can do. Have you been there? He loves us. He loves us to say this, and he loves us to keep in his heart. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God. I thank God for how he put a seed there in them brothers. But that he taught them that. That verse 27 has to be with us now. To understand he's there. He said, but I tell you of the truth, there'll be some standing here. We should not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. When is the kingdom of God going to come? Now watch this. The Messiah is there right now. All heaven and the Holy Spirit. He's not talking about that death. Yeah. Now, I want y'all to know. He's talking about this second death.
Yeah.
This kingdom is coming. All heaven and the Holy Spirit. When you really come back and bend you. When you really come back, because there's going to be some of them right then that's not going to step up, just in the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you to carry that cross, if it is a burden, to carry that burden, that what he did in the flesh, that he wants you to do the same way. And I don't know about you being a castaway, you know, and you go through some things, like the judgment will be there. Some people hold on to their behavior, right? Some people hold on to what we call intangible things. They cheat, they lie, they socialize into wrong things. But when you are of God, help me, Holy Spirit, materialistic things have to go, brother. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to have to help me have to go. I was just sending something to you, man. She's sending something ain't Martha. And she must be over there, she must be doing some of it. She said, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So yesterday, and she said this, she said, can I read y'all mind? Building a bridge. Building a bridge. Live the gospel, and others will listen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Building a bridge. living the gospel and others will listen. Can you give me that? Your faith towards God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. First Thessalonians 1 and 8. Y'all still looking? Y'all ain't hung up yet. Open the door.
Yeah.
Open the door. Jesus opened the door of salvation to all who believe. That means the Holy Spirit. Jesus opened the door of salvation to all who believe. I'm dealing with that cross, y'all. Open the door is also a theme at the heart of the gospel or mission. Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost.
Wow.
That's the commission.
Wow.
That's the commission.
That's it.
The door is open. That's the commission. I see you right there. That's the commission. That's the commission. Somebody asks you, what is the commission? The commission is that we don't do it. It's obvious. I don't know how many last time y'all been to church, but let me tell you something. When the doors of the church is open, that is the commission.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go out. The Bible says, and teach all men, women and children, to be baptized. That's what he said. By the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he said, teach them to observe the commandments that he has given them. To be obeying, to obey the things God gives you. Don't take it for granted. And this other one. She said, see tomorrow. Watch me now. God sees the beginning to the end. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. You remember that scripture about your ending will be better than your beginning. Have you ever been there? You started off one way, and God made it another way. I love that He came in. He came in right on time to show them that your beginning. See, they started off another way. But look how they ended. Yes, some of them got beheaded. You know John got beheaded. They wanted to crucify Peter, but Peter told them hang him upside down. I mean, they went through some horrible, horrible death, but just because they loved the Lord. You see, I know we might not never go through the death like they did. You know what I'm talking about? But one thing we can be for sure, you might get fascinated by their character. Thank you, Sister Mark. You might get fascinated by the things you try to do for the Lord. But the commission is, Brother God. The commission is to go out.
That's right.
To go out. He said, right. He said, the Father gave him all power of heaven and earth. He said, go out and teach men to observe. That's what he said. Obey. And then that's what he told him. Don't leave them there. But he said, baptize them. In the Father, the Son, in the Holy Spirit. So baptism is essential. That means Holy Spirit. If
that's
you obey.
That's it.
Ready, Henry? If I can put it like this, Mark 16:6, he who believes is baptized is saved. 16:16, Mark. Look at here. And he who believes not is damned. So baptism is essential. That's the commission. To be washed, be clean. Man been submerged into the water and mirrored out the water. A lot of folks they try to belittle it a little bit, but it's essential that man supposed to be baptized. Bible told Nicodemus, I always go here, I know y'all keep praying for me. He told Nicodemus, except a man be born what? By water and spirit. I'm in the book, y'all. Except a man be born by that. So we got to understand it is essential that we have to have this here. I thank God for it. I thank God for the Holy Spirit and what he had done. Thank God for what the things he already done. And we ask for everybody to keep us in prayer. You know, watch over as we try to do these things we call walking in the ministry. And we thank God for the message you gave us this morning, Sister Mark. Hey, Martha, we thank you for everyone that came back. And just ask always to keep us in prayer, you know. We don't struggle by nothing. Our struggle is that we try to stay with the Lord. you know, trying to stay with the Lord. And we try to do this religiously. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the things He already done. I thank God for the things He's about to do. The greater He is in us is in this world. How many of you know God is here? How many know He's really here? He's really here. He's moving. He just wanted to get our attention. And He's holding us in His hand. So we thank God for this message. We thank God from the Holy Spirit. Yes, always, you know, to keep us in prayer. Thank you, Aunt Marvel. Thank you, Brother Dad. Thank you, Sister and Brother, that came out. We pray that if there's anything we see, that you got some out of it, not, you know, we pray to God to help you understand a little bit more. If you go back and read it, you know, we just ask you to let the Holy Spirit guide you understand it. You know, let it reveal to you what you want to see out of the scriptures. You know, we thank God always for this ministry. We just pray that His Spirit always be here. And we always make a way, you know, for anybody to need prayer, anybody that want to wave their hand, because I always have a good time with our sisters and brothers.
Yes, sir. Brother Brian.
Yes, sir.
Verse. Luke 9:11.
Yes, sir.
When you went over that, the Holy Spirit came over me.
God bless you, man.
It says, but when the multitude knew it, and I think about God's plan, how Aunt Martha just sent that in yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the bridge that's being built. How many people this platform, this ministry is going out to?
God bless you, man.
When the multitudes knew it, they followed Him.
Yes,
they coming on because they're following the message. Mm. And He received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God. Not about how He allows us to come on every morning. And what a joy He gets, because He gets to express through the messenger about the kingdom.
Thank you.
And He healed those. And He healed those who had need of healing.
Thank you.
And you just sent that calling out. But I want to say, for those who know they need healing but are hesitant, to call in for prayer, you know, to call in for any reason, He's opening up the door right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the Father speak, and now He wants to heal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if He healed those. He healed those who had need of healing.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say. That's, man, I just feel old. Yeah. It's a joy. He really gets a joy out of us going through the Word. And he can express about His kingdom. You know, and it was a joy even for Him to ask Peter and them questions. Who do the people say that I am? You know, he got a joy out of just asking them that, and because He can expound about the kingdom, and that's what we're doing. Like you say, Reverend Brian, it's not Sunday. It's not just Sunday. It's Saturday through Sunday, and Sunday through Monday for others. That's all.
Well, you're on something.
We all need healing of some sort.
Yes, sir. That's it. A lot of good.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hello?
Somebody is hesitant about calling in. That's why it's quiet. The Holy Spirit is giving them an opportunity. Somebody's here. We praying for them. Yeah.
That's right. That's it. I'm hearing you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Spirit, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that has you touched someone's heart, Lord. Thank you for how you've been in someone's life. Maybe, Lord, they just don't want to step up right now, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, that whatever you will, Lord, let it be done, Lord. Lord, we just come in the Lord, humble knowledge of how, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the testament. Thank you for Brother Dad. Thank you for Reverend Harry. Thank you for Martha and Martha coming out every day and wanting to hear your word, Lord. But go a little farther in your word. We ask you to just keep giving strength to Brother Mother and his sister working all through his driving them some trucks, Lord. Give them what has driving a truck, Lord. Give them the ability to keep both hands on the standing wheel, keep the eyes on the road, protecting them, Lord. They drive through highways and byways, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Yes.
Spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Lord, bless this ministry, Lord, that we always lift up you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you for the healing, Lord. Lord, you know who needs the healing, Lord. Spiritually healing, Lord. Physically healing, Lord. Lord, this is heaven, Lord. They understand that, Father God, that you are that God, Lord, that they deserve to be praised. We're going to lift you up and thank you in advance for healing. We're going to just thank you, Father God, for how you already healed. For Lord, we just anyone that will build their faith. We just ask you, Father God, to touch them, Lord, and let them do. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, there may be some, Lord, that don't have a strength, Lord. Lord, just give them strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you for all the work that's going on. Not just only in Texas, but all through the world, Lord. We heard there were some people that lost their lives even on the East Coast, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, let's bless this family, Lord, to give them strength, Lord. Things are going, Lord, they only need no love, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, to give us that strength to keep pushing and calling on your name, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, Lord. So we ask you all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes
if
for that person or persons who didn't call in, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the enemy want to make you think of how much stuff you have to give up
and that
you're going to really see the reality of God. But how much are you going to have to give up to see that reality? It's okay. Yeah, that's all I want to say. Because a lot of times the enemy will hinder people to make them think they have to give up a whole bunch of stuff. You know, you got to give up this or you got to give up that. If you call in for prayer and God answers, you know, then God will start working in their life. And they start thinking about all the stuff they have to give up. But we're praying for them. Yeah, we praying for you. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, God is still on the phone.
What did he give up? He gave his life up.
That's right. He gave his life up.
He gave his life for us to have what we have right now. We call it eternal life.
Yeah.
Eternal life.
Yeah. You know, it's strong, Reverend Brian. I feel it's strong. Yeah, it's fighting.
God bless you, Lord. God bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it, yeah. That's all I have.
God bless you, man. That's a good one. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, then.
I give myself away.
That's it.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am. Here I am.
Myself.
Come on, tell him one more time.
I
saw you, can use me. I give myself away. You're